Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Dylan Morris, board member for the Knoxville Heritage Community Foundation, which recently opened up its 2018 grant cycle. Accepting of applications for grants through the foundation. I guess my first question for you, Dylan, is, you know, this gives out a lot of money every year to great projects throughout the year. Take us through the steps of what exactly the foundation is and the reason behind it and why it is such a great thing for the city of Knoxville.
Absolutely. So the Knoxville Heritage Community Foundation is Knoxville's oldest nonprofit organization. Actually, it was established in the middle 1980s by a group of folks that got together and decided that they wanted to do everything that they could to ensure that Knoxville's future was as bright as it could possibly be. And they wanted to do that by gathering donations, taking financial pledges from folks, and reinvesting that in brick and mortar projects around town. So we've been involved in huge projects over the years, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, Kinloch Stadium, the Performing Arts Center, the library expansion, the Grand Theater renovation, on and on and on. It's just a great thing for the community because it takes the village, as all of us know. And people may think, well, you know, I don't have $1 million. What am I going to do? How am I going to make a difference? Well, if everybody donates $10 or everybody donates $100 or everybody donates $1,000 or whatever their comfort level is or their ability is, then together we can do really great things, which is what we've done in the past. And that's why the Heritage Foundation works.
With all these projects and things you've done, what do people need to do? What are groups need to do to qualify really for these grants? And then give us some examples of some of the things that the foundation has done over the years, especially recently with last year. What are some of the awards that were given out last year?
So a group simply needs to be either a nonprofit group, such as the Grand Theater, the Humane Society, or the Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. They can be a governmental entity. They can be a school. We've helped with school projects in the recent past. Just basically what they need to do, they need to come to us and show that they have a plan. They've got an idea in mind about what it's going to cost. They know what they need to get it done. They've got the ability to do it. They just need a little help to get over that financial hump, and that's what we're there for. So the application process is very simple as granting goes. The application, you can either fill it out completely online and submit it to us that way. You can pull the PDF application off of the internet, print it out, fill it out at home, or you can stop into Iowa State Savings Bank, and we'll have several at our reception desk, and just stop in, grab one that way, take it back to your group, and maybe work through it together. But it's a very simple application. Tell us some of the basics about your group, what you hope to do, and how much you're looking for from the foundation. And then we consider all the applications that we get. You know, like I said, they have to be sort of those brick and mortar type projects are the ones that we really prioritize, the ones that are going to have a lasting impact on the community. So that's really our wheelhouse. You know, we don't have gobs and gobs of money ourselves. We give out right about $30,000 every year. So, you know, somewhere in the few thousand dollar range is usually what folks could expect from the Heritage Foundation. And in the past also, we've helped with multi-year pledges. I know with the Grand Theater, it was $5,000 a year for 3 years. With the library expansion that's happening now, we've pledged $25,000 over 5 years. So we give $5,000 a year as that project moves along. And that's been a great thing for the library and for the foundation.
What do people in Knoxville or Marion County or anybody, what do they need to do to donate to this great cause and help out with the foundation and allow these people and allow your group to really to allow these people to have their projects?
The way that our foundation is set up, we operate on an endowment. So a percentage of every donation that we receive goes into an investment account for the foundation, and we live in part on that interest. The other, you know, call it half of the donation will go to our annual budget that we can then give money out. So we've got some nice assets behind the foundation. We've got some money behind us, but the way that it's set up is so that it can live beyond us. We want this to be an ongoing thing, so that we can continue to invest in Knoxville for many years to come. That said, there are lots of ways to get involved. We could do, you know, most recently we've done the 100 for 100 campaign, which is we sent out letters hoping to get 100 people to send us checks for $100 a piece. That's something that we've done for the last several years, and it's very successful for us every year. The other thing that we can take advantage of that not every nonprofit in town can is we are in partnership with the Greater Des Moines Foundation. So we are you're able to leverage the Endow Iowa tax credit. If you have questions about that, talk to a CPA, especially if you're looking to do maybe a bequeath in your will or, you know, kind of estate planning, something like that. If you want to leave money to the foundation, it has huge tax benefits to go through that program. So it can be really, really great. Outside of the Endow Iowa program, any donation that's made to the Heritage Foundation is tax deductible as part of our 501c3 public charity status. So anybody that wants to donate, I would encourage them to do so. And anybody that has a worthy project, I would encourage them to apply.
The applications that we just said were just open. The application deadline is actually ends on April 10th. Take us through, I guess, for the groups that are thinking about doing something or have never done it before, what's the process after that? You know, you turn in the application. When will they find out, hey, we got the money and we're going to be able to do our project?
Yeah, it's a pretty quick turnaround, really. We have that application deadline set on April 10th. From there, it's really about a week because we'll have an opportunity to review everything, any supplemental information that they may have submitted. If they've got construction estimates or bids of any kind, then we can take a look at those. But we'll have a chance to review everything. If we have follow-up questions, we bring those applicants in to ask them questions about the project, where they hope to be in the next maybe year or so, what they hope to do with our money, and how they hope to get the rest of the way to the finish line. It's been a pretty good process for us in that way. But that's typically the process. Like we said, it's pretty straightforward as granting goes. You know, it's not, you know, filing with some big out of town, out of state foundation where you've got pages and pages and they need financial reports and, you know, architectural renderings and all of these sorts of things. You know, we try to keep focus on the fact that we are the Knoxville Heritage Community Foundation. We're here to make Knoxville better, and we want to do that in the best, easiest, most expedient way possible.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Dylan Morris for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.